Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Any moment now, there's going to be a fierce outbreak of scum.
Hey, this is Buster Blood Vessel from Bad Manners.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from The Inner Rock.
Hey, Safer Mustard Plug.
Hi there, you wonderful star listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Less Than Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from Resonators.
Hey, this is Dan Pete. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh, yeah!
How you guys doing? This is Chuck Robertson from the Mad Caddies. You're listening to Mr. Beefy.
be free. All countries must be free. All nations must be free. Sing with me if you agree. Your grave must be free. All around sing with
Howdy, folks. This is Chris.
Andy.
And Scott.
We are from The Living End, and we're here for RAD, Recording Artists, Actors and Athletes Against Drink Driving. I see a lot of things at gigs. Dogs, nudity, clowns, but mostly people having a good time and a few drinks. What I'd hate to see is someone getting behind the wheel after they'd been drinking.
So if you plan to drink, plan ahead.
Arrange a designated driver who won't drink or stay the night at a friend's place.
Wake up, get sad, get drunk.
Time of the weekend, time for Scar Nation Radio with Beefy. To all the people who've messaged about where's the podcast been, I do apologise. I've been kind of busy the last couple of, well, the last week, definitely the last weekend. So I apologise. I put one up today, and over the next couple of weeks, they will kind of follow every other day. And I've got to warn everyone as well, this is the penultimate live show for quite time. Next week, yes. And then literally the day after the show, I go in for a bit of an, well, I was going to say a bit of a operation, but it's a bit of a massive operation. So I will not be allowed to drive and do stuff for 4 to 6 weeks after the operation. So there won't be any live shows. I am hoping that I can do some podcasts from home, especially Scarpa number 3 with all the new releases. But I will see what we can come up with. I've got a load of live recordings I've kind of hung on to. So perhaps I just whack some live shows together, or I've got a load of interviews as well that I've done over the past, so we can kind of revisit those as well. You are listening to Ska Nation Radio with Beefy, the world's number one ska radio show. Yes, I went to Perth with the Kitty Hawks over the weekend, and our global journey through ska. I decided after the very, very warm reception that we all received over Friday and Saturday and Sunday that it was time for Perth to shine. You just heard the Donald Trumpets. Now, they were meant to play with the Kitty Hawks on Friday night, but COVID struck. COVID struck the Donald Trumpets guitarist down. It might have been the bass guitarist. I can't remember. One of them got COVID and was quite sick, so he couldn't perform. So the Donald Trumpets had to pull out at the very last minute. But Varials, who are a kind of a legendary punk band in Perth, decided to play their first gig for about 5 years at the drop of a hat. And they were phenomenal. Not ska band, more punk rock. All three gigs were sensational, I have to say. And like I said, it was a very, very entertaining 3 gigs in 3 days for the Kitty Hawks. They were very well received. And we did a Beefy Ska Club over there as well. I thought, why not? We do a bit of a wave breaker. We got Little Pedro, who were kind of, they did all sorts of two-tone covers. Then we have the Kitty Hawks, who absolutely smashed it. And Special Brew, or the reincarnation of Special Brew, a band that had been around in name since 1987. They've kind of got together a bit of a different lineup and now doing third-wave covers. And I have to say, Kay, the lead singer, oh my word. Special Brew are fantastic, but she is the icing on the cake. And they've managed to squeeze Safe Ferris covers in because of her, and she does them exceptionally well. If you're in Perth and Special Brew are playing, you will miss out if you don't go along. They are brilliant, absolutely brilliant. In fact, the Kitty Hawks made a comment that because they were on second and Special Brew came after them, they actually made a comment and was lucky they didn't have to follow it because it was so good. So please, I'm going to try and bring Special Brew across. They are that good to Melbourne and perhaps get them to play some Beefy Ska Clubs over here. Awesome. They really are. So I've got to thank Kiralee Wong, who I know went through the process. It was like herding cats of getting everyone together, do some rehearsals and get into a show. It was the first show they've played for a while. In fact, Kay, the lead singer, auditioned to play with Special Brew in February, and that was her first gig. So shows how far between drinks it was for Special Brew. In fact, I just looked at my list. We're going to play Special Brew as a thank you next up. So I'll go through the Perth bands in a minute, but first we have to announce that The View, Ukraine Must Be Free. We have started every show for the past 2.5 years, probably. I haven't looked it up. I should look up how many days or how many months the Ukrainian combat has been going on, because Ukraine must be free. All nations must be free. The VO are from Kyiv in Ukraine. We are using Ukraine Must Be Free as our overarching anthem to kind of move towards world peace. I know it's a could be a futile effort at times, but we live in hope. Ukraine Must Be Free is off the VO's Green Album. The Green Album from the VO, VYO, is available on a little site called Bandcamp, as is a lot of the tracks you're going to hear tonight. If you want to support bands from compromised regions, areas, war-torn areas, war zones even, then Bandcamp is a great place to start that we can support these artists. You can buy digital music on Bandcamp.com. You can buy albums. You can buy singles. You can buy T-shirts. I'm not sure buying merch from bands that are situated in compromised and war-torn regions is quite viable, but I could be proved wrong. Anyway, you can buy digital music, which is the main form of currency on the Bandcamp site. I have stressed that one album purchase on the Bandcamp site, which will go directly to the bands, by the way, it doesn't go to a government who can use it or waste it in a futile war effort. That money goes directly to the bands, all right? So they can use it. Those bands aren't recording new music. They're not playing gigs. They're not selling merch, like I said. So they are suffering. In fact, in Ukraine, I know that a few bands have, I'm not sure whether they've lost a few members. They've definitely lost members to the war. I cannot say whether they've, you know, physically lost them, because that's out of sight of my remit. But I know some male members of Ukrainian bands in Kyiv have been called up to fight for Ukraine. We can buy digital music. I was going to point out that one album purchase on Bandcamp is the equivalent of anything between 15 and 30,000 individual streams on other streaming platforms. So it takes a lot of effort to generate the same amount of income as it would us just streaming the songs and listening on streaming sites that pay bands a pittance for using their music to promote their own side of things and their own advertising. Yeah. Support the bands that need it most. Buy a digital album. They do discounts for discography. So if you want to buy the entire back catalogue of bands, you can do, and you will get it for a pricely sum. Princely sum? Pricely sum? I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just talking. Anyway, you can also use Bandcamp to do searches. You can search via genre, like ska or ska punk or any other genre you can think of, reggae, reggae fusion, reggaeton is one. It will then bring up all bands in that genre, all bands that have tagged themselves in that genre. I'm finding quite a few bands are missing ska off their discographies, even though they're a ska band. Critical thinking there. Anyway, whilst you're in the ska genre, you can search by location. You can write Australia, you can write Ukraine, you can write Myanmar, Indonesia, India. You can also search by state if you're in America, Arizona, New Jersey, Colorado. We're going to be hearing from later on tonight. If you're in the UK, I'm sure you can write Yorkshire or Hampshire or Northumberland. You can write Wales, probably Gwent in there, somewhere, Powys. I'm not 100% sure, but you can do a big play and look for bands. You can always search by city as well. Do a Melbourne, do a Perth, do a Sydney, Darwin, Dilly, Auckland, Wellington. You can do a city search. It will bring up all the bands from those areas. So you can do a little micro search, which is really, really cool. You can then search by latest releases or new arrivals, as they say, bestsellers, A to Zs. There's even a little thing called Surprise Me. You can click that and it'll bring up all sorts of stuff. So yes, so please use Bandcamp. The first Friday of every month, they give their commission back to the bands. I think the commission's only 5% anyway, so it's not huge. I like Bandcamp more than streaming services because, like I said, I can do a micro search, which makes it a lot easier for me when I'm programming this show. So please, use Bandcamp.com, support the bands that need it most. And like I said, that money goes directly to the bands and not to a government war effort or to a streaming service to take their huge cut. Ukraine Must Be Free is off their Green album that came out in 2017. Green album is available on Bandcamp. The VO are from Kyiv in Ukraine, and they're spelt the V-Y-O. All right, first up from our global stop in Perth, House Arrest, who did play on Saturday with the Kitty Hawks at Amplifier, a band that have been around since 2013. They've allegedly only done 7 gigs in 10 years, which is very disconcerting, but they were very, very good. Great to see House Arrest in action. Obviously, think COVID got in the way of quite a lot of that, but they were brilliant. And you just heard Hell is a Halfpipe, which is probably their most well-known track. Triple J, I think it was a Triple J Unearthed Record of the Week or something along those lines. So big shout out to the House Arrest guys, Andy and Pat and Sam. Claire was on the sax. I forget lots of names. Lots of people introduced themselves to me over the 3 days, and my head's full. I was thinking about other stuff as well. We then went to Waste of Space. Not quite sure when Waste of Space formed. They put out an EP called the Place Your Bets EP in 2001. You just heard Place Your Bets, the title track off that one. Then a band that were one of the first Perth ska bands, the Jumping Chapatis, they were called. Not too many releases by the look of it, but Jump You Chapatis came out in 1988. There's another one out there called Landlady. Very good. The recordings are very, very poor, though, so I fixed up Jump You Chapatis. I like it, though. I really, really did. Then a band called Two for Flinching. Bios are very confusing. 2004, By the Beach. I got that far. They were a band that basically formed when they met at TAFE in Leederville. There is a band kicking around in Perth, or has been kicking around recently, called Two for Flinching as well. Play a lot of punk rock shows. I don't think the members cross over, so whether or not they are the same band under a different guise, I'm not 100% sure. Anyway, you just heard By the Beach from 2004. It says, the band played in a pub in Collie once. I'm not sure where Collie is in Perth. Got into the state final of the campus bands competition, but they didn't win because the judging criteria said they had to have a gimmick. There you go. What else do we hear? The Donald Trumpets out of Perth. Like I said, they were sick, so they couldn't play on Friday night, which is very, very disappointing. This is a band that have played a couple of ska nations. They are so, so good. Coping Mechanisms was a single they put out in 2018. Unfortunately, they will not be coming across to play at Ska Nation this year. And I was disappointed we couldn't see them play on Friday as well. So never mind. I'm sure there'll be ample opportunity in the future. All right, that is our trip to Perth. We have done Melbourne, we have done Sydney, Tokyo, Mexico City, New York, Los Angeles, we did Chicago, we did Hamburg in Germany, London, Birmingham / Coventry, we did Dublin a couple of weeks ago. So if you've got any suggestions for the global ska trek, then just choose five bands from a certain city. You can even choose the songs. I'm quite happy to let you do that. And we can get it on the show. It has been quite good, this global journey through ska. I've enjoyed it. I really have. So I would love more suggestions. I really would. Oh, we did Glasgow the other week as well, didn't we? Alrighty. Where are we going to go? We're going to stay in Perth. Like I said, there's a bit of a thank you to our Perth brethren because they were very, very hospitable. Nothing was too much trouble. The venues were great. The support bands were fantastic. Obviously, the Kitty Hawks had to borrow gear because they couldn't quite bring all their gear across with them. So, fantastic. We've got to thank Pat Decline from The Decline and House Arrest. Like I said, Kiralee Wong from Special Brew for setting up the Sunday. All the bands. Friday night, we had Varials, Blind Spot, The Decline and the Kitty Hawks. Saturday at Amplify, Scalp Hunter. Oh, my word, they went off. House Arrest played. Triangle Fight headlined with the Kitty Hawks. And then Sunday, Little Pedro and Special Brew with the Kitty Hawks. The Railway or the Port Beach Gun Hotel Brewery. Fantastic. I've got some very interesting ideas for that venue over there. I really do. We are going to go with an oldie from Special Brew. They don't quite do this one anymore because they've kind of evolved into a different setup right now. So I'm sure they'll be bringing this back when they get going again. This is Special Brew from 2012 off their In the Borough album. This is one of my favorites they do. Rudy, what ya doing? You're tuning in to Ska Nation Radio with Beefy, the world's number one ska radio show.
Right on its own rug.
Turn out on the party.
Comes a Babylon, Rudy. Hey Rudy, where you going? Come tell us what you're doing. Hey Rudy, what you gonna do? Hey yeah, I say Rudy, where you going? Come tell us what you're doing. Hey Rudy, what you gonna do? His is a story that has never been told. He was just a young man. Toe the line is a Rudy. Hey Rudy, where you going? Come tell us what you're doing.
news, what you doing? Hey Rudy, what you gonna do?
From Half Past Two, who have teamed up with Brittany Luna from Cat Bite. Now, very, very inspirational. Two very strong women there. Wrong For You is the name of that one. We have a new segment on this show called Eileen's Words of Wisdom, dedicated to Eileen, who runs the Duke up there in Maitland in New South Wales. And we are diving deep into the inspirational world of females in our community. And this is a quote from Lady Gaga, who says, "Some women choose to follow men, and some women choose to follow their dreams. If you're wondering which way to go, remember that your career will never wake up and tell you that it doesn't love you anymore." Inspirational words indeed from strong-minded females there, and like I said, dedicated to Britt Luna from Cat Bite, the team from Half Past Two, and all the other inspirational women on the planet. Before Half Past Two and Cat Bite, we heard from Special Brew out of Perth, who played with the Kitty Hawks and Little Pedro on Sunday. We did a Beefy's Ska Club over there at the Port Garden Beach and Brewery. I can't remember what the name is. Very confusing. Port Beach Brewery? Garden and... I don't know. Port Beach Brewery. Let's just call it that. It's the old railway hotel in North Fremantle. Put it that way if you know your way around Fremantle. Alrighty, we just heard Eileen's Words of Wisdom via Lady Gaga. We are going to turn our attention to Supernova, because Supernova is this weekend. It has got an absolutely stellar, and I mean stellar, lineup of bands. They have just released the day-by-day set times, and we're going to kind of go through the headliners or go through the bands a little bit and just have a little bit of focus. So if you are heading to Supernova at Fort Monroe, Virginia on a Friday, Saturday and Sunday, you are going to be in for an absolute treat. First cab off the rank, an inspirational, strong, female-fronted band. They are called The Selector. They are absolute legends in our scene. This is a track called 3 Minute Hero. We're going live, folks, live.
A 3 Minute Hero!
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Skinhead! The skinhead, they my foe. Oh, they my foe. The skinhead, they my foe. 1, 2, 3, 4, the skinhead, they my foe. 1, 2, 3, 4, the punk, they my foe. 1, 2, 3, 4, the ball of man, a cope. Dr. Martin Luther, the floor, boom, boom. I ask them what the time, they look up on the sun. I ask them what the time, and they look up on the sun. I ask them feeling fine, and they say you better run, cause me big Luther stamp your belly, boom, boom, boom. They follow man, they follow man, they follow man, I come. They skinny them, they skinny them, they skinny them, my stomach. The skinhead gal, the skinhead gal, the skinhead gal, I come with the black one. My thing is to grab the floor, boom, boom. 1, 2, 3, 4, the skinhead them a come. 1, 2, 3, 4, the pound them a come. 1, 2, 3, 4, the ball of man a come with the black one.
Ellis, Mr. Simmerip himself, with a track he put out in 2006, The Skinheads Dem A Come. I could have put on Skinhead Moonstomp for you, but I thought I'd try something a little bit different, because that's what this show is all about, isn't it? Something different. But remember, it's got the beefy guarantee. If it's good, it's on the show. I didn't realise Simmerip Their album, Skinhead Moonstop, in 1969, sold 7 million copies. That's bloody huge. He has sold the most records for Trojan, more than Bob Marley, more than Jimmy Cliff. Yes, Mr. Simrip. And he is headlining on the Friday night. He's going to team up with the Acrolytes to headline the Friday night of Supernova. What a night that is going to be. Listen to this. Roy Ellis and the Acrolytes, the Slackers, Five Iron Frenzy, you're going to hear from in a minute. Johnny Osborne, Jamaican legend. Grace of Spades, I'm not sure about Grace of Spades. Los Canales, Chris Murray, Queen P, Coolidge, who we played a couple of weeks ago. Eastern Standard Time, who are very, very good. Monkey, you've got a new album there. We played them a couple of weeks ago. Flying Raccoon Suit, who we love, and the Operators. Sunday night is headlined by The Selector. Then you've got the Pie Tasters. Big Dinner Kids Table, Mephiscopheles, Dope Tip Dollies, Mad Caddies, who headlined our Scarnation Festival last year. Planet Smashers, Rugal Review, Hub City Stompers, got a new single out. I'm going to play that in the second part of the show. Boss Capone and Patsy from the Netherlands and The Fuss. There is a band missing there, but I'll tell you about that in a minute. Saturday night, we've got Inspector, who we're going to hear from very, very shortly. Laura Jane Grace, who are going to team up with Cat Bite to do an Operation Ivy set. So that's going to be outstanding. We've heard from Cat Bite already. The Pioneers, Jamaican legends, The Pioneers are going to be playing. Cat Bite Mutiny, The Bandulos, 2:30, we just heard from as well. Los Malhablados and The Prize Fighters. Supernova is very, very special. We kind of mimic Supernova with Scar Nation. Yeah, that's a fair assumption, and we'd love to recreate what they do over there, over here, and we're trying our best. We really, really are. Before Roy Ellis, Mr. Simmerip, we heard The Selector, 3-Minute Hero. There, was it their second single? I think it was. Officially, it was their third single because they did the B-side of The Specials' Gangsters with The Selector by The Selector, which is a bit of an instrumental. The band hadn't even formed then, so it was always a funny one. On My Radio was their debut then in 1980. 3-Minute Hero got to number 16 in the UK charts off the Too Much Pressure album. In fact, it's track one off Too Much Pressure. That got to number 5 in the UK charts. And if you're a ska fan and you haven't got a copy of Too Much Pressure, I'm not sure you're a ska fan. It is brilliant. It's actually one of the best ska albums there is. Simple as that. Okay, I've given you some Supernova news. We're going to stay in Supernova right now. Let's go with the Jamaican legends. This is from 1973. It's The Pioneers. Let Your Yeah Be Yeah.
Telling me yes, but you don't mean it. You keep telling me no and try to lean it. You're giving me buts and maybe you know this will drive me crazy. Why can't you tell it like it is? Let your yeah.
you don't mean it. You keep telling me no and try to lean it. You're giving me buts and maybe your nothing will drive me crazy. Why can't you tell it like it is? Let your yeah be yeah, and you know me no now. Let your yeah be yeah, and you know me no now. Oh, because I'm on my guard and I'm watching you from head to toe. So you better let your yeah be yeah, and you know me no no.
It's una noche perfecta con la brisa del verano y el corazón en la mano se quiere enamorar.
From Monterrey in Mexico. These guys formed in 1995. Their eighth studio album is called Paginas en Blanco, Panico is track number one off that album. They put that out in 2018. These guys formed in 1995, and they are headlining the Saturday night at Supernova. It's going to be fantastic. They are a very, very good band. Before Inspector, you heard from the Pioneers, Let Ya Yeah Be Yeah, from 1973. They're also playing on the Saturday of Supernova as well. All right, more bands that are playing Supernova. Now, I missed this band out deliberately. They're from Tokyo in Japan. Not only are they playing Supernova, they are touring in the US right now. But they are headlining Ska Nation 2024. Please, please, please buy tickets now. Go to skanation.com. We have got Hey Smith from Japan headlining on the Saturday. Voodoo Glow Skulls are the main support. In fact, Voodoo Glow Skulls and Haysmith are on tour in the States together right now, tearing it up, absolutely smashing its senses. It is so good. We have just added the Black Seeds from New Zealand to headline the Sunday. We've got the Sunny Coast Rude Boys, Looney Tunes, Raz Jano, The Skants, The Over It's. We've got Admiral Akbar's Honorable Discharge. The Kitty Hawks. Oh, yeah. Steel City All-Stars are reforming. Yes, they're reforming to play Ska Nation. How good is that? Resignators. They will be playing as well. It's going to be an awesome weekend. It's at Colac Showgrounds, November 30th, December the 1st. Like I said, go to skanation.com and get your tickets. We desperately need you to buy tickets. We really, really do. So Hey Smith, they are headlining. It is so exciting that we can bring Hey Smith to Australia for their first time ever. I'm going to go back to 2013 right now for these guys. This is a live version of Lovely With Everyone off their Now album.
Last night I had been
Did you hear the one about the cannibal that dumped his girlfriend? Okay. I told that joke. Biffy Scar Club is quite famous for having really bad jokes. Now, I told that joke, nobody got it on Sunday, and it was explained to me afterwards that 99% of the audience thought I said cannonball, and the fact that, did you hear the one about the cannonball that dumped his girlfriend? It doesn't make sense, you're right, but cannibal... It's an awful accent, apparently mine is. So, but if you've heard the one about the cannibal that dumped his girlfriend, you might understand the joke. Anyway, Five Iron Frenzy out of Denver, Colorado. They've been around since 1995. Cannonball is track one off their sixth studio album, The End Is Near. Those guys have done eight studio albums so far. And they are playing, I'm just looking up what day. They are the, well, they're playing the Friday night of Supernova. Roy Ellis is headlining, then the Slackers and Five Iron Frenzy are on about 6:45. Looking forward to perhaps catching the live stream of Supernova. You can get that. You can. Just jump on the Supernova International Ska Festival Facebook page and you can check out the live streaming options. Before Five Iron Frenzy, you heard Haysmith from Tokyo in Japan. Lovely with Everyone Alive version of that one off their Now album from 2013. And just to reiterate, Haysmith are playing the Sunday at Supernova, but they're playing the Saturday night of Ska Nation in Colac, Victoria. Yes, 30th of November, 1st of December. Haysmith, Voodoo Glow Skulls on the Saturday night headliners, and the headliners for Sunday are the Black Seas in New Zealand and Sunny Coast Rude Boys from Queensland. Alrighty, we've skipped quite a few normal segments on the first Ska Show of the week, but we are going to quickly finish off with On This Day in Ska. On This Day in Ska in 2014, or a ska band out of Sake in Japan released their Carry On EP. This is track number 5 off the EP. It's called Getting Higher.
だけしていても誰も気にしてはいない。会ってみなければわかんない、明日のことを知らない。
On this day in 2001, Capdown's second album, the title track off the album Pound for the Sound. Used to be known as Soap, were Capdown from Milton Keynes, played between about 98 and 2011. Three studio albums and a live album, and the kings of UK ska. punk. Before that, Otoska band from Sake in Japan off their 2014 Carry On EP that got released on this day. You heard track 5, Getting Higher. Great stuff. I had a hard time choosing which track I was going to play off that EP. Right, that is it for Skypod number 1. It has been absolutely belting. I'm very jealous of all the people that are going to Supernova this weekend. It is going to be absolutely brilliant. It really, really is. Big shout out to all the bands that are performing. Hope you kill it. And to everyone going there to enjoy yourselves, please, please, please do enjoy yourselves. Don't do anything silly. We're going to finish up with another On This Day in Ska. We're going to Jamaica. We're going to the Scatterlights with a tune that has been described as, what is it? All Music describes this recording as a masterpiece of the ska genre with its feeling of optimism with a jubilant harmonic horn chorus. This has been done 1,000 times. The Scatterlights released an album in 2003 called A Roots Party. This originally came out in 1965. It got to number 35 in the UK charts in 1967. I don't know. Doesn't matter, does it? Because this is absolute brilliant. This is the Scatterlights. Guns of Navarone!
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.